It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Next weekend marks the unofficial start of the summer season, and yes, that means lots of us are planning weekend getaways at the beach, but it also marks the start of the summer concert season here in New York City. To help us get a handle on a very busy calendar, we're joined by WNYC's culture and arts editor, Steve Smith, for our Weekend Arts Planner. Hey, Steve.
Howdy, David.
Well, Steve, you just published your big summer concert guide on Gothamist. What did you try to include on this huge list?
It is kind of madness. And, you know, picking even just 30 concerts out of everything happening in this city in the summer, I mean, it's a thankless task. But I worked really closely with two reporters, Precious Vondran and Pyotr Orlov, and we tried to create kind of a movable feast of musical events covering everything from intimate concerts to gargantuan stadium shows. So whether you're looking for a blockbuster bill or a farewell show by a blues icon or a free event with a buzzy upstart or something else altogether, you will probably find something to get excited about on this calendar.
Well, we can't get to everything, of course. You can check it out at gothamist.com. But Steve, can you mention a few highlights right now? Let's put together a little sampler platter.
Absolutely. Well, according to my colleague Precious and a whole lot of other people besides, this artist can probably claim the shows of the season.
Oh boy, and talking about those gargantuan stadium shows, here we go.
Indeed, that is Beyoncé, of course, and she is performing at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey on July 29th and 30th, supporting her most recent album, Renaissance. Stadium shows are, of course, a summertime staple, and I picked a couple myself, like this one.
So this is another stadium show, but a really different sound here.
A very different vibe. That is the Grateful Dead alumni act Dead and Company. We just heard them playing at Cornell University on May 8th, the anniversary of perhaps the most hallowed Dead gig ever in that same venue on May 8th, 1977. Now, original drummer Bill Kreutzmann is sitting out this farewell tour, but Jay Lane has put a new spark in the band. Bob Weir's not about to disappear. In fact, he's going to be sharing a bill with Willie Nelson at Forest Hills Stadium later in the summer. But what I think I'm going to miss most about this group is the way singer-guitarist John Mayer and keyboardist Jeff Chimenti play to and with one another with really palpable respect and affection.
And really cool to hear. This is a very recent recording we just heard.
That's right. And the shows are happening June 21st and 22nd at Citi Field in Queens, and tickets are still available. But our list covers a lot more than big-ticket stadium shows. There are intimate club dates and free outdoor shows, too. Speaking of the latter, if you've ever broached a disco dance floor, you've almost certainly heard this 1978 period classic.
Hey, this is Sylvester, and I think a lot of people just got up and started moving around.
Absolutely. The show is called You Are My Friend, a concert tribute to Sylvester. It's happening at Lincoln Center on June 15th, part of an eclectic and very generous series called Summer for the City, most of which is free, and the rest pay what you choose. This free Pride Month event salutes Sylvester's deep catalog. It includes performances by R&B singer Dawn Richard, ballroom icon Kevin Aviance, and other sensational artists. And that's just one of the free shows that we've listed. We've also represented, of course, series like Celebrate Brooklyn and Central Park Summer Stage. So there's a lot to choose from and at all different price points as well.
All right, I'm trying to scribble down all of this information very quickly here, Steve. That's a whole lot of music coming up this summer. We've barely scratched the surface. Again, you can find the full list of Steve's summer concerts at gothamist.com. And Steve, you also wanted to recommend something coming up in the week ahead, right?
That's right. I have to mention the talented violinist Johnny Gandelsman. Now, he's best known for working in groundbreaking groups like Silk Road and the string quartet Brooklyn Rider. And like many other gifted violinists, Gandelsman has played and recorded Bach's sonatas and partitas for solo violin. That's one of the pinnacles of the instrument's repertory. Unlike most violinists, Gandelsman also made his own version of Bach's six beloved suites for solo cello. He recorded those, too, and really brought out the dance music qualities in those pieces. And like no other violinist I know of, he's about to perform all of these works, the sonatas, the partitas, and the cello suites, spread across four consecutive concerts at the Met Cloisters in Fort Tryon Park. That's happening next Monday through Thursday. You can choose just one evening or go for the whole cycle. Either way, it's going to be a memorable experience.
Okay, for more information on Steve's picks, just go to WNYC.org. WNYC's culture and arts editor, Steve Smith, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
And can we finish with some music by Johnny Gandelsman?
Absolutely. Here he is playing the Gigue movement from Bach's Cello Suite No. 4 on violin.